Joining us on POTUS this morning, former Senator Richard Lugar, who's a Republican from Indiana. He at one time was the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He is the founder of the Lugar Center. The Twitter handle is at the Lugar Center. Senator, welcome back. Thank you very much for being here on POTUS today.
Thanks very much, Tim. Great to be with you.
I am wondering just your takeaway from listening to the debate lately among the Republican candidates. Clearly, we are in complex times. You are very familiar with these issues they are treading over about fighting ISIS, about the relationship with Russia, about our partnership with the Middle East partners that we have. Is there something that's bothering you or something making you feel good about the discourse in these Republican debates on foreign policy?
Well, last night's debate, of course, was totally devoted to foreign policy and especially the problem of ISIS. I thought that the three governors did very well, at least from the experience of having been executives. They seemed to be strong. Governor Kasich from Ohio and former Governor Bush seems to me did well on the subject. So I thought Marco Rubio likewise has grasped of foreign policy, although he has not had the experience of being an executive, of being commander-in-chief of anything at this point. But clearly the debate last night was so focused on foreign policy that it did not get into all the other aspects of American life that are part of the campaign. And so in fairness, there are, of course, other candidates who have had views on other subjects.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered if any one of these candidates impresses you as having a better grasp of the issue of what it takes to be the president and having to deal with the crises that take place around the world.
Well, I believe that former Governor Bush and Governor Kasich have the best grasp. I think Governor Christie was impressive, likewise, just from his executive ability. And as I mentioned, Marco Rubio, with whom I served on the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate, has taken quite an interest during the years that he served in the Senate in foreign policy and is gaining fast.
Are you at all, have you formed any opinion on Donald Trump or Ben Carson, who until recently had been near the top of the polls? Of course, Donald Trump remains at the top of the polls among the Republican candidates, and their take on foreign policy?
Well, I believe that Ben Carson lacks very much insight into foreign policy or very much background from his past record and would not be so well qualified. Seems to me that Donald Trump is still using abusive language and really harumping around, as opposed to having a grasp and having spent really the academic time necessary to study various countries, various continents, the history of the situation. It's still much more of a showmanship affair.
Once again, Senator Richard Lugar, the former senator from Indiana, is joining us here on POTUS. He is the founder of the Lugar Center. One of the reasons we wanted to talk is about this new bipartisan index rankings of U.S. senators who have served in Congress. This is an index that has been going on since 1993. And whoever the next president is, he or she will have to deal with a Congress that, according to what we've been hearing, is increasingly more partisan. Senator, maybe you could explain to us a little bit about this bipartisan index ranking and what you see, what we can glean from it about the bipartisanship or maybe lack of it in the current U.S. Senate.
Well, the Lugar Center is dedicated to incentivizing public officials to put performance in government first, fostering meaningful policy decisions, encouraging civility in political approach, promoting structural reforms that can reduce partisanship. And I would point out that this entire index, which was formulated with the Georgetown McCourt School, it can be found by any of your listeners by going to our website, thelugarcenter.org. You could print out the entire 100 list actually of 227 senators over the past 10 Congresses that indicates how many bills they offered that gained any bipartisan support or how many times they reached across the aisle to co-sponsor bills that have been offered by somebody on the other side. And we found that this is the best criteria for defining really who is actually involved in the act of governance, putting governance first and putting policy decisions first, and really trying, in essence, get something done. We've been talking about foreign policy on this show today, but foreign policy has suffered due to excessive partisanship. Very little foreign policy legislation has been passed no treaties really since the New START treaty 3 years ago, because it's impossible to get to the majorities that are required. So this is why we're focusing in a very deliberate way, listing 227 senators who have served in the past 10 Congresses, even for a part of it. And that includes the people now serving as president, vice president, secretary of state, and what have you, all of whom have been senators.
Where did President Obama rank on the bipartisanship index?
Well, I'm just thumbing through at least where Obama stands on that. He was at a reasonable point, as I recall. He was 165.
Mm-hmm. All right, so somewhere in the middle, I guess, which is where it is. Now, I guess it's Susan Collins of Maine is one of those who's top of the list on the bipartisanship. And as far as people who used to be in Congress, the former Senator Lincoln Chafee, who was a Republican, he was also an independent, I guess, when he became governor, but yes. He ranks high. Jim DeMint was pretty low, the Republican from South Carolina. Of course, now he runs the Heritage Foundation, and current Senator Tim Scott. There must be something in the water in South Carolina. He was second from the bottom. So.
That's right.
and so one wonders, I guess, the most recent Congress prior to the one where we now have the Republicans in the majority in the Senate. I wonder if part of it was complicated by the 2012 election, because it seems the takeaway from this, and you can offer your expertise on this, is that leading up to the 2012 election, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader at the time, was protecting a lot of his fellow Democrats by not bringing measures to the floor that would have perhaps involved some bipartisanship but would not take place because of the fact that he didn't want President Obama having to do vetoes of some of these bills and so on. Can you give your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you've made a good point. And, of course, there always is the problem for senators of in terms of their bipartisanship, of trying to do the Senate's work, of having to look over the shoulder to see really whether partisans back in their home districts or home states are going to be tolerant of that. 2012 was an extremely partisan situation for the Congress. It was very partisan, obviously, in the primaries. And so as a result, some of the bipartisanship in the index is certainly influenced by those election campaigns and by that atmosphere.
Senator Lugar, last question. It seems to me you brought up an important point, which is that foreign policy typically in the past had united the Congress. That is, that when we share a common enemy, we usually at least share that as a concern and therefore tend to work together a little bit more. These are different times. Are there any issues you see that are going to be able to unite both Republicans and Democrats moving forward?
I believe that the battle against ISIS is going to be one of those, because very clearly the terrorism is not simply now confined to the Middle East. We're having daily stories of problems in the United States. The debate last night among the presidential candidates came down even to the degree to which phones could be tapped, or the internet, or the privacy invasions and so forth, which have been a part of the debate. Clearly, because of the danger to the American public, there is going to be a push towards some degree, if not of unity, at least of some consensus, because we have to have that to save ourselves.
Senator Lugar, always a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on POTUS today.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
Good job. That is former Senator Richard Lugar, Republican from Indiana, founder of the Lugar Center. And we were discussing this index, the bipartisan index rankings of U.S. senators who have served in Congress since 1993. As Senator Lugar mentioned, you can go to their website if you would like to view it in its entirety. It is thelugarcenter.org. That's where you can find the list. And the Twitter handle is @TheLugarCenter. That is LUGAR Center.